April 28, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Paying It Back. Opening Prayer. Father, as I read your words today, build in me a greater confidence in your power to save and carry out your purposes with justice and mercy. Read Exodus chapter 22, verses 1 through 15. Protection of Property. Whoever steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters it or sells it must pay back 5 head of cattle for the ox and 4 sheep for the sheep. If a thief is caught breaking in at night and is struck a fatal blow, the defender is not guilty of bloodshed, but if it happens after sunrise, the defender is guilty of bloodshed. Anyone who steals must certainly make restitution, but if they have nothing, they must be sold to pay for their theft. If the stolen animal is found alive in their possession, whether ox or donkey or sheep, they must pay back double. If anyone grazes their livestock in a field or vineyard and lets them stray and they graze in someone else's field, the offender must make restitution from the best of their own field or vineyard. If a fire breaks out and spreads into thorn bushes so that it burns shocks of grain, or standing grain, or the whole field, the one who started the fire must make restitution. If anyone gives a neighbor silver or goods for safekeeping, and they are stolen from the neighbor's house, the thief, if caught, must pay back double. But if the thief is not found, the owner of the house must appear before the judges, and they must determine whether the owner of the house has laid hands on the other person's property. In all cases of illegal possession of an ox, a donkey, a sheep, a garment, or any other lost property about which someone says, "This is mine," both parties are to bring their cases before the judges. The one whom the judges declare guilty must pay back double to the other. If anyone gives a donkey, an ox, a sheep, or any other animal to their neighbor for safekeeping, and it dies, or is injured, or is taken away while no one is looking, the issue between them will be settled by the taking of an oath before the Lord that the neighbor did not lay hands on the other person's property. The owner is to accept this, and no restitution is required. But if the animal was stolen from the neighbor, restitution must be made to the owner. If it was torn to pieces by a wild animal, the neighbor shall bring in the remains as evidence and shall not be required to pay for the torn animal. If anyone borrows an animal from their neighbor and it is injured or dies while the owner is not present, they must make restitution. But if the owner is with the animal, the borrower will not have to pay. If the animal was hired, the money paid for the hire covers the loss. Reflect. Have you or your church ever been burglarized? How did that make you feel? I was chatting to a lady recently who had had an attempted break-in while she was asleep. How vulnerable does that leave someone feeling? My church frequently has windows broken. These crimes are sadly common signs of the times, and the perpetrators are not always caught. This passage goes into detail about the protection of property. We might be tempted to think, hang on, what's this all about? However, it highlights the importance of minute details and the necessity of getting things right, especially for those suffering a loss. The punishments in these cases often go beyond the obvious, and the crime isn't always what is done. Negligence and carelessness are also crimes. At the end of the day, laws are in place to protect people, and justice must be served by providing appropriate compensation. We may be quite confident that we do not intentionally harm others, but what about the things we omit to do? Apply. When you see things that appear to be unjust, how do you respond? Do you make the effort to see all sides of the situation? Closing prayer. Lord, please give my country's law enforcement and justice system wisdom in their actions and decisions.